Hola, somos los.
Familia Peace. All right, so
we're back again and we're gonna tell you about our story of our travel to Monteverde.
Oh wait, are we recording?
We're totally recording.
Oh, it's go time.
We're on air.
It's go time. Okay, so.
Are we on air?
Monteverde. Yes. Mike and I really wanted to go to Monteverde because we went when we came to Costa Rica the last time for our 10th wedding anniversary.
5 years ago.
And we loved it. It was a really awesome experience. And so we wanted to bring our kids and we wanted to show them all the awesome stuff. And all right.
I was 7.
Yes. So first, Mike, tell us about the ride in. How were we welcomed into the cloud forest?
I think we had the most rain, like heavy rain we've had in our entire trip so far. It was pouring rain all afternoon. I actually texted some friends and said, we may not see the sun until we leave Monteverde, which was not correct. But
because it's the rainy season, and so we thought, ooh.
In the rainforest. Yeah, it was thick.
It was a lot of rain. Okay.
Yep.
Now, we're going to tell you guys about some of the things that we did there. Some of the things that we liked about it, some of the things we didn't like about it, and then we're also going to tell you guys if we would go back to Monteverde. So, Adeline, start us off. What was your favorite thing that we did in Monteverde?
Zip line!
Woohoo! Ellis, what was your favorite thing that we did in Monteverde?
Zip lining.
Mike, what was your favorite thing that we did in Monteverde?
Probably zip lining.
Okay. Well, I thought zip lining was okay, but I had the best run of the entire trip there. It was so awesome because it was not blazing hot. And they had sidewalks in that town.
The first sidewalk we've seen.
Leave it up to Mom to say her best part of the destination was her run.
Well, it was awesome because we got to run and we were like on the side of a mountain and we saw all these valleys and it was early morning and so the light was really pretty and it was really, really pretty. All right, so now that I'm done with my part, can we talk about zip lining?
Yep. Can I go back? Actually, I'm going to go back. I'm going to take my zip line boat back and replace it with sitting on the deck at the house and watching the clouds come over and through the valley. Amazing. At some point, if you guys hear this and I haven't sent you the video, let me know. I'll send you the video of the clouds. It's like mesmerizing just to watch them move through the valley. So
let's just say that we'll just replace all of them and have the whole family say it.
No. Okay, so I was working and Mike was hanging out on the patio and I thought that I had hit record on my video and I had not hit record. And it was such a huge bummer because we watched, and it happened really fast actually. We watched the clouds suddenly like swoop in over the valley in front of us and then they came right at us and we were sitting in a cloud and we couldn't even see like to the end of the yard.
Right.
We were in a cloud. It was awesome. It was really, really cool. And Adeline ate the cloud.
Yes. Does it taste like cotton candy?
No. Oh. I think we need to replace the clouds with cotton candy. I think we need to replace the clouds with cotton candy.
All right, ladies. I want to hear more about zip lining. Tell us about your experience, Ellis. What was your favorite part about zip lining?
The Tarzan sling.
Oh my god, you freaked me out so bad.
Can you tell us the Tarzan, what is it?
Okay, the Tarzan sling is basically where you climb up onto this big structure. That was, how far off the ground was it?
I don't know.
7 or 8 feet?
It was way more than 7 or 8 feet. It was probably 15.
15 feet?
I would say more. I'd say 25 feet.
Holy crap. Okay. 25
feet. 25
feet.
50. And so basically they hook you up to this rope and they open this like this door in front of you. And
you're wearing climbing gear, okay, friends? And you have a helmet on and
gloves.
You're like in a harness and all this stuff. It's not like you're just hooked up to a rope and they pitch you off the side.
You totally just hit hooked up to a rope. Mom, that's totally you.
With carabiners and everything. It's not like, oh, come on.
They do just pitch you over the side, though.
They do just pitch you over the side.
Okay. So, they have you stand on the edge and then a person pushes you off.
Basically.
Yeah, basically. And you, like, swing super high up in the air, and it's really cool.
Yes.
Not for me. They didn't push me off. I jumped off, and they grabbed me, and, like, while I was, like, sitting there, they just let go of me randomly. They were, like, I was just sitting there, and there's, like, they're, like.
Yeah, because they hold onto the back of your harness, and they kind of lift you up, and then, like, drop you off the
edge. Oh, my God, he just went, pushed me.
And the first, when you start.
Like, go.
It's just straight down until the rope catches tension, right? Like, then it swings you out, and it swings you out over the edge of the cliff of the mountain.
Where you die.
So when you're at the top end of the furthest swing out, you're like looking down to however far that is.
And that's whenever I scream.
Yeah, that's whenever you feel like you're going to fall off the side.
Yeah, I know. I didn't scream whenever I jumped off. I only screamed whenever I got up. My stomach finally caught up to me.
Oh. I was, like, screaming as I was going down, but the pressure was I was going so fast that it didn't let me scream. Like, whenever you're screaming, and then you just can't scream because you're so scared.
Yeah. So what about, okay, so I think it was six. It was zipline six where we had to wait a long time for our, like, guides to catch up with us. And what did we see?
Ooh, we got a new pet.
Oh, man. What did we see?
A tarantula.
It was huge. It was the size of, like, at least Aveline's fist, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think so. Maybe
we
bigger.
We didn't put it, her fist down there next to it, but.
It was huge, and it was fuzzy.
Aveline does not want to talk about it.
Okay, Aveline, is there anything else that you found extremely memorable about ziplining? The really long zipline?
Yes!
How long was it?
It was like 50 kilometers.
It was 1 kilometer.
The other one was like half kilometer.
So what did they make you do on the 1 kilometer zip line?
You have to have somebody with you. Like, some people are so light that you have to have somebody with you.
Well, everyone has to have someone with you. It's like a two-person, like, thing. And so me and Aveline got to go with the guide.
Yes.
We wouldn't have made it across if it was just Aveline and Mom.
Backwards, didn't he?
Yeah, he went backwards. He was facing that way, and we were facing towards it.
You have to, like, wrap your legs around the person in front of you that you're going with. And
he just grabbed us with his legs. He just walked his legs in between ours. Elle's wrapped her legs around me, and he just squeezed mine. He just said,
I felt so bad. I didn't want to kick him.
Aww. And there was one tragedy. There was a tragedy. What happened, Mike?
Well, I lost my sunglasses. I'm still sad.
You might cry right now.
It's emotional.
If you ever go to Costa Rica, don't lose your sunglasses because you can't buy new ones. It's almost impossible.
Or bring extra ones.
He had to borrow Ellis's sunglasses.
Oh,
I don't know where those went.
I think.
Also, if you're going to do any activity inside of a rainforest, you don't need sunglasses because it's raining. And
I wore mine
trees.
The whole time, and it was fine.
No.
I didn't mind.
If you do it, you need to get those things that go in the back of your sunglasses so they don't fall off. So Dad should have gone those.
Purchase for next trip.
There's a few other tragedies. While people were ziplining, there were too light. So people would get stuck. Somebody got stuck in the middle.
Yeah, on the really, really long one. And the guides had to climb out along the zip line, like, with their harness on and, like, drag people back in. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I know. So one of the things that we really wanted to do was we wanted to take the kids up to the cloud forest. forest, because when Mike and I went, it was inclement weather, but it was amazing. And when we went, what happened, ladies?
There's no clouds.
There was no clouds.
Like I the sweat most my butt off. Beautiful, clear
I hate day. It.
It was so beautiful. The sun was shining. It was not a cloud forest. It was a beautiful, beautiful forest.
A very hot forest.
And what was the coolest part of the cloud forest walk that you guys remember? The view. What about the big red thing?
Yeah, I thought
the extension bridge.
The suspension bridge.
Suspension bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is extended pretty long too. But.
Extension.
I did a handstand and a cartwheel on that thing.
We're lucky you're still alive.
I'm lucky I didn't fall off. Because Dad was standing right behind me about 3 times.
Some of the trees were so tall, I swear they were like the size of like apartment complexes. They were huge.
No, skyscrapers probably.
Yeah, and we were like, we're not going to take... At first, we were like, we're not going to take pictures of these because we took so many pictures the last time that we were here.
And then you guys just broke.
And then I just freaked out and I took pictures of every single thing. One of the things that I got to take pictures of, though, do you guys remember it?
A lip. No.
The lip leap was really cool, but remember when we went down to the waterfall that you were disappointed about?
Ooh, the baby birds.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes! There were Harrys. Harry number one, Harry number two, and Harry number three.
There was only two of them.
And they were their little nest was built into the side of a rock wall.
Harry number one and Harry number two.
That was pretty amazing. Harry, so while we're on the topic of birds, Mike, what are some of the birds that we saw from our house? Because they were like really crazy. Like I've never seen these kinds of birds before. Like I only see them in books or in a zoo.
You have to make me remember the names. I don't remember them.
Toucan.
There was an emerald.
A toucan.
Toucan.
Saw a toucan, but it was just flying across. It wasn't sitting there.
But there were a couple of toucans.
Mot-mots, I think. It's the blue one. I don't know.
And then there was the one that you would wake up and it woke us up in the morning and it had like a really specific like tune. And then it would just switch tunes and it would have another tune. It was the darndest thing.
Dang it.
That's the laundry. Hey, thinking of laundry, let's talk a little bit about the laundry stitch at our house in Monteverde. How was it, friends?
We didn't have a dryer and the washer was terrible.
I know. And they had a washer and dryer hidden, locked up outside.
Yes. And we hadn't gotten to do laundry for a week.
More.
And
10 days.
Our stuff was yucky. Yes.
Well, it been no, like, it wasn't. We
got to do laundry in Tamarindo. So it had been a week since we'd gotten to do laundry, and we were down at the beach, and stuff was stinky, and it was still wet. A lot of it was still wet from being at the beach because it never dried. And then we washed it, and it never dried. It didn't dry for days. No.
Mm-mm. It dried till we got here.
Yeah, it didn't dry till we got to the next house and got it.
I swear that mom dumped her whole suitcase in the washer.
That was Ellis.
Oh, yeah, true.
No.
Ellis did that.
She did that.
You dumped all your stuff.
Okay, we're not going to.
In Samara, your stuff could dry if you put it in your bedroom because there was an air conditioner. But when once made it to Monteverde, no air conditioner, just a wooden house in the middle of the rainy forest, and it was humid, and everything was wet, so.
It was tough. The house was, because you were in, like, really wet kind of conditions anyway, and then the house was not awesome. Lots of bugs. And
Monica and I sat up one night.
It was like a hostel.
To think about a place that we stayed that's been worse.
I think it was a tent. A tent may have been better.
It kind of did feel like we were in a tent, even though we were in a house. But
the beds were terrible.
They were rocks.
Everything inside of it was wet. The furniture felt wet.
The furniture was
I had a bug in my bed.
There were bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
And my drawer didn't even have a seal on it.
And none of the windows opened.
No.
None of the windows opened.
That's why they said don't open them.
But the view was amazing.
Yes.
That part was great. Yeah. And you know what? We survived.
Could have had that view from a different
It could have been worse.
We had a great perspective when we left and got to our current house, but we will talk about that in our next episode.
But we can just all agree, thank goodness we got to leave that house.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Just to let you know, if you come to Costa Rica, be aware, some thick clouds might trample you to death.
Oh, to death.
Yeah, because there might be, like, clouds swoop in really fast and you don't notice it. They're like the speed of me walking.
Yes, they are really fast.
They go really fast and they just pass right by unless it's a storm.
Really fast. Okay, so then the ride out. The ride out of Monteverde was
eventful.
So for those of you who don't know the ride out, we left Monteverde and we headed south down to the coast in the Puntarenas area, and then we headed east towards where we're staying now, which is basically in San Ramon, just close to San Jose. So it was about a 2.5 hour drive. We left the mountains and went all the way down to the coast, then made a turn and went back up into the mountains. And what happens when you get in mountains? What do the roads do?
They go back and forth.
Me and Ellis.
And they are, some of them were really crappy. And so you got both the back and forth, and you got the side to side bumpy. And what does that result in, ladies?
Motion sickness.
Yay. So fortunately, I had a pack of Dramamine, and I just started breaking them into tiny pieces and feeding them to my kids.
Hey, what was the best thing that happened to Aveline on that trip?
You took your first
pill.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And
I was in the car. Ellis and we shoved it in the back of my phone to get a drink of water.
And you did
it. I do.
It was good. And you know what? We listened to our first couple of podcasts, and then I read my book to everybody out loud, and it was a bonding experience.
Very therapeutic. I kind of just listened to you guys all the time and lay crumpled up trying not to look up.
You know, though, the ride was like, horrible. I shouldn't say the ride. The ride was horrible, but the scenery was gorgeous. It was so beautiful coming in and out of those mountains. The views were so epic.
I couldn't even like look up.
Yeah, you guys were seasick.
One thing that's crazy
here. Seasick, you weren't in the sea.
Yeah, I understand. Yes.
Is the views go for so far. Like back home, you don't, like, you can see 2 miles down the lake. Or something in Columbia, a distance. But like here, like we were up in the on the road and can see the Gulf, which was 30 miles away or something like that. And you can see it. It's like, it was crazy how much further you can see for whatever reason that would be.
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. Okay, so to wrap up this episode, tell me, friends, would you go back? Would you go back to Monteverde? Ellis, tell me, would you go back?
I don't know.
You don't know? How about you, Aveline? Would you go back?
No.
No. Mike, would you go back?
I think for myself, I've been there twice. So if I was back, I probably would try to go to a new place. It's fine. I think if we had a little bit nicer house, we'd probably have a different perspective. But I don't have to go back.
I'm with Mike on this.
Yeah.
Oh, and because the other thing that did surprise us is that groceries and food there were a lot more expensive than they were any place else that we've stayed.
Makes
Honestly,
sense.
It was more expensive to get food on the mountain than it was at the beach, which was kind of surprising because the beach food is expensive. But so I agree with Mike. I feel like if you're going to Costa Rica, you should definitely check out Monteverde if you haven't been there before. But having been there now 3 times and actually stayed there in my study abroad, I don't know that I need to go back and hang out again.
I don't think so.
No. Hopefully you see the
clouds. I feel like a day trip would be nice.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a day trip to, you know, go zip lining or something like that and then, like, go and...
Like a field trip. No, I
could. Yeah, I would do something like that, but I don't think I would stay there.
Yeah. Okay.
So, there you go. There you have it. This is our opinion of Monteverde. And next up, we're going to tell you about our experience in San Ramon.
Woohoo! Turkey.